in the foothills of New Jersey, on the Morris County line, in September 1940, was a dark and troubled time. The Depression barely over, and the nation braced for war. And there came a great explosion like there'd never been before. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to mourn and cry. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to wonder why. The men of Hercules Company made the dynamite for the mines, gunpowder for the government. It could easily take their lives. On the 12th day of September, just past the midday break, they saw a flash of fire, and the earth began to quake. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to mourn and cry. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to wonder why. Most said it was the Bundists that did the sabotage, but it really never mattered to the 51 who were lost. Mothers, wives, and children, they gathered round the gate, and for 3 long days they waited just to find their loved one's fate. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to wonder why. They never did find out what happened on that day. And only 1 year later, the nation went to war. But the men of Hercules Company, they stayed steadfast at their jobs, and they made the smokeless powder for to fight the enemy. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to mourn and cry. And the thunder shook the mountain, and the fire burned the sky. And mothers, wives, and children were left to wonder.